Chapter 6. You can remain standing. Hebrews chapter 6, 13, 14, and 15. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you. Verse 15, and so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. He obtained the promise. This morning I'm just going to get started on a message that I've entitled Endurance. And I don't mean the car warranty. Let endurance pay for it. But when the children of God come into the family of God, many a times we think, so much hurt, so much heartache, so many problems, so many situations. Got to remember it rains on the just and the unjust. But when we think about the word endurance, many of us jump right towards the word endurance as something that sounds like a lack of faith, lack of victory, or lack of success. But, or however, endurance is not a lack of any of these things, but it is an indication of the grace, the courage, the strength, and your faith on the part of the person under stress. We can undergird each other. We can pray one for another. We can believe for a miracle. When you stop and think, Abraham was promised he'd be a father of many nations. Yeah, right. But any character in the Bible, there's a common misconception of Christians. If you possess enough faith, you'll automatically find a supernatural escape from every problem, every sickness, or every trial. God's Word teaches us that some things need to be endured. He didn't promise every miracle to get you out of the trial, out of the tribulation, out of the storm. But he did say he'd be there with you through it. Through it. We forget that walking without God is a vocation and not a vacation. It's a job. Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Called of the Lord. Called in the Lord. That's the King James Version. I know he put up the New King James. But think about it. He's going to be there. Scripture says he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Even our brothers and our sisters will falter and fail us, but not the Lord. He'll always be right there. He'll always be that word of encouragement. How ironic that Sister Karen spoke on power from on high. You have to remember that endurance won't seem quite as bad if you walk by the Spirit, if you walk by what this Word of God says. The instruction manual will never leave you down, but will always be right there. Our scripture verses, 2 Chronicles 7:14, 15, and 16. If my people, he's not calling out to the sinners. He's talking to the children of God. He says, if my people will humble themselves that are called by his name, that will pray and seek his face, but then turn from their wicked ways, then we will hear from heaven. He'll forgive our sin and heal our land. There's power in the Word of God. There's power in this Word of God. Tiny Tim didn't have it right, tiptoeing through the tulips. Some of you youngsters might have to Google that one. Right now would be a good spot for a ukulele. But think about it, endurance. That's a character trait that I want. That's God's attribute that I need. Because with Him, all things are possible. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Isaiah 1:19 and 20, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, saith the Lord of hosts. But God's always right there. He's always right there. He's always right there. Amen. Endurance. It's another crazy word like patience. Long-suffering. I'm talking to you, Sister Rose. Hope you're listening. I'll finish this message out next week. Don't forget our prayer sheets that I handed out last week. If you didn't get one or if you need another one, out on the information center, there's a little stack of them. If not, we'll print you some more. That's giving you a chance that on whatever day of the month it is, there's a ministry that you can pray for. Not only the leaders of that particular ministry, but the helpers. Those that are involved in that ministry. Get to know them. Love them. Pray for them. Intercede. In a lot of ways, you can become an armor bearer. Amen. Don't forget this week as well.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh God.
sweet Holy Ghost.
For I am here this morning, and I have called you, and I have called you, and I tell you this morning, be obedient this morning. Be obedient to what I'm speaking to your heart, spirit to spirit. I say I will never leave you, and I will always be with you. I tell you this morning, I've called on you more than one time, and I know you hear my voice. Be obedient, says the Lord. Oh, Jesus. Everybody will still love me after I say what I got to say. You may be seated.
Toast on.
Hallelujah. No, it's not toast on, but it could be. I'm going to speak this morning, and I'm going to tell you right now, I was going to come run down here and said, I'm just endued. But anyways, I want to talk about being endued with power this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read from Acts 2, 15 through 19. And I'm going to read it this morning out of the New King James Version. Hallelujah. But before I get to my verse on 15, I want to read just before that. It says, let this be known to you, and heed my words. Now, young people, this is for all of you this morning. All of you this morning. Older people, that's for all of you this morning. And in between that, that's for every one of us this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just love to see my young people get up here and start dancing and praising and worshiping the King. Hallelujah. That gave you the breath to breathe this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But anyways, it says, for these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what Joel, I don't want to lose my place here. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And I know we've heard this a million times, but listen to it again this morning. And it shall come to pass in the last day, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servant and on my maidservants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood. Hallelujah. This is before the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, these people, he's talking to all of us this morning. Hallelujah. We need once again to begin to experience the compassion of Jesus Christ. To cry for our lost souls of this world and to weep for those who are trapped in sin. And I want to tell you this morning, as I said, I've studied this all week long and I thought, God, I don't know if I should do this or not. And last night, I sat down and I thought, I don't know if this is what you want me to say or not. But some people, they're sinning and they don't even think and know that they're sinning. And they don't want anybody to tell them about their sin. They don't like it. They don't like it. Hallelujah. They're trapped. They are literally trapped in sin. Our churches need to be filled with the manifestations of the gifts, the tongues, the interpretations of tongues, prophecy, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, wonder-working faith, hallelujah, the gift of the working of miracles, and the gifts of healing. And you'll find that in Corinthians this morning. Satan has robbed us long enough. We desperately need the Holy Spirit and His gifts back into the theology of when we're talking. Hallelujah. And in our lives this morning, it is important. For as many as are led by God, the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Thank you, Jesus. We have two choices this morning. Two choices this morning. We can either continue to sit and quietly in our little churches, while the world around us is rushing headlong straight into hell. That's one of the choices that we can do. Or we can declare, and I'm going to get everything that God has promised me. I am going to become endued with power from on high. Hallelujah. And that's the same thing that I want for each and every one of you this morning. It's time to be endued with power from on high. The baptism in the Holy Ghost is not a work of man. Not a work of man. It comes straight from heaven. Hallelujah. You can't buy this. You cannot buy this. This is from heaven above. Hallelujah. When His power touches you, you will be like someone set on fire. Hallelujah. You will be free with the things of God. He will give you a love for the Word of God that cannot satisfy. Hallelujah. He will give you a spiritual hunger that cannot be quenched. Last night was probably midnight, 1 o'clock, when I read that, and I thought, oh God, there are times that I'm so hungry for just food. I am so hungry. And you know how when you get hungry, you want to sit right down right now and you want to eat what you can eat right now, everything in front of your face. But let me tell you something. That's the same kind of hunger that each and every one of us in this building need to have. Be hungry for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll give you a hunger that cannot be quenched. To baptize means to be immersed fully. Hallelujah. The Lord is ready this morning to immerse you, overshadow your life with His power, and move you into the realm of the supernatural. Hallelujah. He wants to baptize you into Himself and give you power over devils, sicknesses, and sin. Now I'm going to read something else. And this was the part that I had a little bit of problem with, because I thought, God, I don't want anybody to be mad at me, and I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but I know You laid this on my heart, so I'm going to do it. Anyways, in Galatians, we've all listened to this a million times too. And it says in Galatians 5, "For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do you see liberty, don't see liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Who's my neighbor? Who's my neighbor? Ask yourself that question. Who is my neighbor this morning? Hallelujah. But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. And I want you to listen to this. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. You don't do those things that you think you want to do. And you can't get away with it anyways. But if you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are. This is the part that I, Lord, please, I don't know. But I'm going to speak it this morning. Hallelujah. This is the part that I want to come, that I just bothered me so much last night. It was probably one or two before I even got to bed. Matter of fact, when my alarm went off at 5, I told Tonda, I said, I think I'm going to go back to bed and not go to church till at least 7 or 8. I said, I am very tired, but I was up. And this is what I feel like the Lord led me to say. Now the works of the flesh, they're evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in the time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. We've got to have the fruit of the Spirit in us. Now, I'm telling you, the Lord didn't give me this just to speak it to one person. It's to the church this morning. And I want to tell you, I was thinking, oh, God, is this the reason why that we don't see what we want to see in our churches? Because of all these things in here are going on in our church, and you think you can come to church and you can get away with it. But I want to tell you something. You're not going to get away with it. You're not going to get away with it. That's why I said we need people in this church endued with His power from on high. We need it this morning more now than ever before. I'm telling you, you're not hiding anything from the Lord. You're not hiding anything from God. Hallelujah. 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 Those were the sins that He was talking about. It is time to let the rivers, the living water, flow into your life and to experience a baptism of fire and power. Yield every member of your body to the Holy Spirit, your heart, your mind, and yes, even your tongue. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let living waters flow out of you this morning. And they were all filled in Acts 2:4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they began to speak with other tongues. And the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, I'm telling you right now, I'm a Pentecostal. I'm a tongue talker. And I jump up and down. And I let the Lord use me. And I hope to God I'm obedient. And from now on, if the Lord speaks, let me tell you something. He has said many things to me, but I've kept them to myself. I know more than what a lot of people think I know or the pastor. Now, I want to tell you something. I love each and every one of you. But it is time, if you love the Lord with all of your heart, quit faking, quit faking. If you love the Lord with all of your heart, ask the Lord to fill you with the power of the Holy Ghost. And He will do that. Why don't we ask for it? Why aren't people asking to be filled? When I became a Christian, it wasn't long after that. I was around a whole bunch of people in our church. I wanted it so bad. I never missed an opportunity to be into the altar and beg. And you don't even have to beg. That's what happened with me. But I want to tell you something. You've got to hunger after this. You've got to want it. You've got to want the Lord. You want God to have more. You've got to have more of Jesus than you have of anything else. You've got to have more of Jesus than anything else. I want to tell you this morning, I know that was a little bit harsh, but I thought this is what I want to talk about, was being endued with power. And just as soon as I was reading all this and doing all this and writing this down, it wasn't long before those other scriptures come to me. And I thought, well, God, if this is what you want me to say, I'll say it. But I'm telling you this morning, people, get on fire. Hunger after the righteousness of God. Hunger after the right things. Spend some time with Jesus. He wants us to spend time with Him. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. Lord, I spoke what you laid on my heart. And I know, God, you are ministering to some people this morning. God, that you're going to touch hearts this morning. That, God, that we're going to be obedient to you, Lord Jesus. And all, we're going to do what you want us to do, Lord. Oh, God. I've said it over and over again. Oh, God, touch our people. Touch our people, Lord. Touch our young people. And, God, let people bring their children to church. Oh, God, so that they will know you. Oh, God, then when they get out in that teenage stage, they'll know who you are. And they won't do those certain things, Lord. Touch them this morning, oh, God. Be with everyone this morning in our church, God. I worship you and I adore you. Help us, God, to be obedient to you, Lord. I bring all this to you, Father. And God Almighty, I give you praise. I know that you're the King. I believe in your word this morning. And I know, God, you want to touch someone here today. I know you want to move upon your congregation this morning. Oh, God, help us to be obedient to you, Lord. Let us be that willing vessel, Lord, and say, yes, here am I. Here am I. Oh, God, use me. I ask these things in your name this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.